a trail mix morning. Well, I've got bad news for you on the raisin front. This has yogurt-covered raisins. Aha!
Raisins and yogurt covered raisins.
A couple things were cold.
Oh, if you haven't caught his For Your Eyes Only documentary that aired on HBO, you can now catch it on YouTube. So make sure you check it out over there. And then J. Cole is now headlining alongside Jay-Z. They'll both be headlining.
I got it because it was the only variant that had pineapple in it.
This is the 6 year tour.
And that sounded good.
Like I said, this year the headliner is Jay-Z, J. Cole. The tour is happening in September. September 2nd and 3rd are the dates. And there's going to be a lot of other artists there too. 21, Run the Jewels, DMX, Vic Mensa, Migos, and so many more. So get online, grab your tickets. The Made in America Festival happening in Philly.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me. Yeah. Hey, I remember serve sandwiches and crime allowances. Vanessa nigga with some counterfeits, but now I'm counting this. Parmesan with my accountant looks in fact I'm down in this. You say with my roommate tasting too late for the analyst. Girl, I can buy a Westie girl with my base stuff. Oh, that pussy good, won't you say that on my taste buds? I get way too petty, won't you let me do the extras? Pull up for your rock and break it down, we play a Tetris. AM to the PM, PM to the AM phone. Cause I'm Joe per diem, you just gotta hate them phone. If I quit your BM, I still rock Mercedes phone. If I quit this season, I still be the greatest phone. My left stroke just went viral. Right stroke, pull up.
Me. in the kitchen got the recipe. Bad bitch next to me, call her Penelope. Cruz, definitely. She got two sisters, Tony and Bethany. Bethany's the one that gave head to me. Said to me she feels like her sister's not meant for me. Mentally, sexually, she just not my pedigree. Told that bitch cut it out, vasectomy. Stop stressing me, let it be. Bitch took too much ecstasy. Now she's sweating me for that heavy beat. Rest in peace, this my destiny. Now let's get back to the game, no referees. But I'm going across the finish line. When I'm there, I ain't looking back. We gon' eat when it's dinner time. I'm in the kitchen like, where that? Where that? Where that? My crew hungry. 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 My niggas hungry like, where that? They looking for it. He and my hoe with a rollie, y'all gon' fuck him for it. Give me the rollie, cause my shooters gon' shoot when I say so. I can make them shoot too, and that bitch is the Draco. Imagine having kids and they bought me joints. And they asking you to buy them and you can't afford them. That's why I'm robbing niggas out here, acting the fool. Every day my kids looking like the first day of school. Fresh as fuck, daddy got the hammer tucked. Two bitches in the kitchen, butt naked, cooking up. Got me feeling like me, knowing New Jack. Ricky Bass, give me the word, I get your whole crew clap. I'm
going across the... Yeah, it's on the Darksiders 3 Step League. That's, good. Good that they're finally pulling the trigger on that. I mean, they didn't buy those IPs to not make more of them, right?
It's all love while they practice hate. They say I'm feeling myself, I say I masturbate. But anyway, my stomach growling to the back. That means a nigga got a wild out and it cannon on the track. When I'm violent, when I rap, feel the climate get hotter, hit a sirens when I clap. Shit sounding like I rap, bring it back once again like a rewind. Three times, silence is on the stretch, so it's quiet when it's squeeze time. Me blind, I can see the future when I'm asleep. Just another episode, I'm a hose up in a Jeep.
I wonder who's doing it.
When I'm there, I ain't looking back. We gon' eat when it's dinner time. I'm in the kitchen like, where that? Where that? Where that? My crew hungry. Where that? Where
that? The studio kind of changed names and they were split up. And, like, there's a group of them.
Where that? Where that? My crew hungry.
Gunfire. That did they all end up at one studio, or did it end up being two? I kind of forget. It was like, hold on, they became Crytek Texas or Crytek Austin or whatever it was for a minute, and then became Gunfire. Is that what it was?
Ladies, report to the dance floor.
I forget the exact progression, but then
every time we in the club, she get crazy.
It was Gunfire that made those two Oculus launch games. Last year, right? The Kronos and whatever the other one was. What the fuck's the name of that game? The kind of like third person, kind of top down. Anyway, Kronos was the other one, I think. I believe that's the right name. Gunfire did the Darksiders 2 thing. Alright, well, one would presume then that they would be on the sequel, but I guess I don't know. I liked both those games. I feel like a lot of people shit on Darksiders 2 for introducing loot being kind of a different thing.
Real quick, they move up a new whip, believe it in his way. I'm in the club with
with the bottles on chill. All the ice filling only gon' kiss your homie Gil. The killers that I'm with, they don't really care. When the beat poppin' off, they throwin' bottles and chairs, yeah. You know the whole crew lit, bottles on deck, and we even got the hookah lit. You the type to go live when the bottles coming. Know when me and Uncle Murder got the whole spot jumping. DJ Long Seal, one and two. When it comes to this rap shit, we ain't come here for the chit chat. Get all the yappers, let's make it happen. And, we ain't come kick it with spouse, pay for this. When it comes to this rap shit, we ain't come here for the chit chat. Get all the yappers, let's make it happen. As time goes by, an eye for an eye, that's the best way to keep everybody blind. When the truth is in the building, know these lies gon' die. Cause like my man Chaz Van said about no lie. Look at your hands up in the sky, waving from side to side. Cause I'm 20 years plus, still killing it, right? It's Marco Polo up and Rick the man is 9.5. We make the earthquake and shake it to death like four lives. And when I talk about vibe, what I mean is organic. Like I'm planning a beast for the
definitive edition is
really take the planet for granted. Full those for granted and stand it right.
Almost an unforgivable sin. The word definitive.
Disappointed in the leadership and the God. Evidence is more than the images and camera shot. You follow blind faith to make it seem unclean. But faith is only evidence of things unseen. This information make it harder for us to follow the stuff. So educated against speaking wild assumptions. Information leads to knowledge. Knowledge leads to wisdom. Wisdom leads to understanding. Once you have all that, you start demanding justice. Justice is what love looks like in public. I ain't just writing for it. I'm out here fighting for it.
We some real motherfuckers on the rise. Under pressure, but over the challenges. Stand up, hands up, close to the sky. About to see the world up on 9.5. We some real motherfuckers on the rise. Under pressure, but over the lies. Stand up, hands up, close to the sky. About to see the world up on 9.5.
Contemplating, I'll be hating how we coming up short. Feeling up caught, my skin pigment, new black thought. Telling me lies, ain't nothing about you moving no pies. Fabricating on your Instagram. Listen, fam, you a king, but you carry yourself way too weird. Songs I sing is prophesized. Modern day Haile Selassie, coke boss, send me a copy. Now, who want this 4 pound of knowledge I shoot? Still wavy, Rolex on, bitch calling me cute. Hands up for some real niggas. When I rise, you rise. Right now, I ain't got no more tries. Mom's chillin' watching over me, no more cries.
No more tears, right now, no more years. Or we can do a million protests, no one cares. Cause we just get all out of character and throw some cheers. Eventually they burn us out and tell us go somewhere. But the love is too genuine and wholesome here. That's why the light ain't too bright, but the road look clear. Yeah, personally I got my bread as a crook. But once I finish with the work, I dip my head in the book. Room in the bed, that and the head of a foot. I tell you this, hip hop ain't as dead as it looks. Nah, not versions to cover up the lies. We some real motherfuckers on the rise. What?
We some real motherfuckers on the rise. Under pressure but over the lies. Stand up, hands up, close to the sky. About to shake the world up on my 9.5. We some real motherfuckers on the rise. Under pressure but over the lies. Stand up, hands up, close to the sky. About to shake the world up on my 9.5.
As time goes by, the 9.9. You don't hear tears drop when a young child cries. Made in God's image, but tell me, do God lie? You're deceiving. Is it racism in the sky? I believe in God, but now me and word here. Yeah, got my third eye. Wish I had my third ear. Ever since, got my sixth sense. In third gear, on a highway to hell. Learn how to swerve fear. It's deep talk or street talk. It's war talk or it's peace talk. Get the hemp paper, tear the leaf off. Spoke like the wolf, but you're acting all sleep, dog. The wolves give a fuck about sheep talk. The rich give a fuck about cheap talk. High figure in angles, ways to knock the beast off. This is St. House, but we planning to break the lease off. Me and Kwali on the rise. Ghosts, but you see some Ali in his eyes. Pressure bust pipes, but it still make diamonds shine. See the silver lining in the sky. I don't ride waves, cause I'm my own tie. Learn to be peaceful, cut my own pride. Ego, be able to always make a strive to take the strong out. No hard work, just the strong out.
wordplay of Wallace, worst ethic of Shakur. I was sent into the future with a message from the Moors. I went to war.
I don't want to brag. I'm not a braggart. I don't like to boast. But this is the worst traffic has been in a pretty long time.
We on that CMB, basically all we got, fam. Y'all know my lineage is godliness and cleanliness. Always used to sing how we should try a little tenderness, but they ultra envious, crazy disingenuous. Like, who need an enemy if that's what type of friend you resolve? Pull on capers and dime paper, a skyscraper, defy nature, leave them stuck like flypaper. Whoever said we not at the top of the totem, we're smoking the Mar Odom. You bring the bar lower, we pack them and barcode them. After it's all over, I capture the far Nova. Back to the Mars rover then. Let's say Gopher come supply me with the camera. I smash the vocal roof and turn back to David Banner, nigga. Do
I guess this is Darksiders trailer out. I did not see that. All I saw was that Amazon had posted a thing.
This drop by Nina Nine giving you those, and I got another request right now that I'm gonna get into, which is coming up off of that Rather You Than Me album from Rosé. Trap, trap, trap.
I'm sitting at the red light, my ankle monitor beeping. I haven't been charged. I think I see the beep. Bounce. I took my roof off at the red light. I took my roof off.
These people got in a car wreck. Their cars kissed. That guy is sitting on the side of the road, rubbing, holding his leg, but he seems to be, well, seems to be moving.
Music, please.
and then traffic let up for half a mile, and now we're right back in it. Great. Good. 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 Trap, 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 trap,
trap. Yeah, right now on the Instagram live, go to Lord Siri, don't you? Shout out to everybody that was on the train. What are the feelings we do yesterday? Kind of out of the weather, so, you know, weather change, you know. Shout out to Chris 360. Shout out to Stephen Howard, 87. Fat Fly, niggas always on the chicken. Jermaine Cole.
When I talk, nigga, don't trip. Yo.
Traffic drinks. Fuck it. I want this while it's cold. Warcraft sticker on the back of his car. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that that guy definitely vapes, but he looks like he is a friend of the cloud.
Do you have a kiss for daddy?
Bueller.
Everything about his look says, let's talk about sub-ohming.
Ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this?
think it would be cool, like, if you're gonna go through the effort of making your car look like a Transformer, I think it would be cool to make a big version of those heat-sensitive, like, rub things that you rub to see the symbol, and put that on your car so that people can come up and rub your car and see if you're an Autobot or a Decepticon. Sensitive tattoos? Because that would also be kind of cool. So you just get one of those tattooed on you, then to rub it. Like, oh yeah, okay, alright. Car is like shiny gold. Someone went and took a Lexus, not unlike mine. It's an F-Sport. I don't know if that's a... He took the fucking, the other shit off it, so I don't know if it's a 250 or 350. You'd like to think that you would get a 350 if you were going to do a bunch of shit to it. Like, at least put the money in up front and get a faster car.
stringing together the sound of a generation.
And then got a fucking old shiny gold car wrap on it, which looks
90s alternative and grunge.
Like a fucking
note. This is Lithium.
Looks like someone went to the fucking store, bought gems for the best value, and then fucking couldn't decide what to spend them on and bought the fucking gold skin. Back window is something that says car wraps and it has a phone number. So if you want your car to look fucking sick,
price too,
oh,
and then
God.
We'll dive into our livestock trade with Fed Seifert in just a moment. On the cotton board right now, let's go take a look on the July contract.
Yeah, we're
contracting 10 points higher. So where the grains all turned and went south, we have the cotton market turning around and now heading in the positive territory, at least on July. We're at 79.05 right now. December new crop is just down 1 point now. It's 74.79 per pound. Okay, let's go back to Ted Seifert in the CME Group training pits, or on the edge of them there in Chicago, and he's with Ainer Ag Hedge.
Push him in!
Chicago.
Push him in!
About the action we've seen in the cattle complex today, and it's been kind of a violent session to behold here.
A lot of violence in the cattle complex today.
Kyle Gardner, we went lock limit up. We had feeders going four contracts limit up there for a little bit, and then they all came off of that here a little bit ago. So, Ted, let's take a look at it together here, see where we now stand on the live cattle board first. Currently,
they trample, oh God, help!
$3 higher at the 127.12.
Get me out of here! I'm in Chicago!
Is not far behind, 292 higher at 123.10. October up 202.
Are you going to talk to the
cattle side? No. There for a while, as I mentioned, we had the four contract months that were limit up. Well, now August is back to limit up, $4.50 higher at 158.25. The nearby May is up 423, September up 427 at 157.95. And Ted, we had some new midday beef cutout value up.
Midday beef
from USDA, and they were stellar once again. Look at these numbers. Choice cuts another $2.50 higher at 228.77. Selects up 368 at 213.13. That continues quite an impressive string of higher trends in the wholesale beef trade here.
Yeah. Big strength.
Yeah. You're going to talk for 9 minutes, then I'm going to go, yeah.
Also, a lot of talk, up to 1 million head of cattle might have been affected by the adverse weather that we had. We've seen pictures all day long about tragic events. A lot of things coming together to give us this sort of strength here today. And it all comes at a time where we've had very strong cattle markets for some time now. You've got a situation now where you've got the June live cattle trading at a very significant discount to cash. Now that April's off the board, we're going to have to resolve that one way or another with either lower cash or higher futures, combination of the two.
He was going at it.
You think Minahan's racist?
You know, the players from the We Believe era of the Golden State Warriors. So shout out to Baron Davis and all the players that are going to be out there in the Oracle Arena tonight. It's going to be big. And you do have another chance to get $1,000 coming up with DC. He's going to have another cohort for you to grab a hold of coming up at 10:25. Check that over to 200 for your chance to be $1,000 richer today. That happens every hour, 25 after the hour, all the way till tonight with Shea Diddy at 6:25 p.m. That'll be your last chance to win for today, but we do it all again tomorrow. Let's take a look at these streets right now. Lady Ray, what's the latest in traffic, Mark?
So, let's take a quick look over at the Big Bridge. Just look at traffic brought to you by Food Max. I'm getting reports of an accident where there's a jackknife big rig, but this is in the eastbound direction at the Bay Bridge. Looks like it's blocking that Treasure Island off-ramp. A little bit of backup there towards Fremont Street. If you're coming into the city at the Bay Bridge toll, still a slow situation. It's backed up into the maze and then some slowing over in Sonoma, 680 South, right before 84. Big rig accident there. San Mateo, 101 South. You're going to see a little bit of stop and go between Poplar and through the Hillsdale. Now, this weekend, Food Max 20-ounce loaves of Nature's Own bread are just $1.99.
Today's, if so, you may qualify for health coverage through...
I thought that new shawty, like father lunch.
Ball to your fall, stunting with them paper plates. Drawing hundreds at these holes while we eat steaks. We in the club popping bottles like Ed Lake. We grind for the shine, nigga, getting big money. Got a fleet, call some chicken, nigga, get cake. I'm on this island with this power like Starface. I'm in the Apollo, drop top, chunky. Iceman, Birdman, rocking red monkey. Already, nigga. Neighborhood superstar, and we gon' ball to the
floor. Always trapped when I hit the club. Niggas give me daps, bitches give me hugs. And since I play, niggas be mugging me. You know I'm mugging back, niggas be mugging me.
Yeah, sure.
You know I'm always
just
trapped
like that,
when I hit the club. Niggas give me daps, bitches give me.
Need no drama.
Right, act right, act right, act right. When they
I hope they finish whatever construction or whatever the fuck they're doing that makes me have to take an alternate route in the morning soon. I hope that wraps up soon. Because like this last part of this drive here, I just got across the Golden Gate Bridge and now that I'm coming to the city, I'm just like, man, fuck.
Shade 45 presents Lord Seer with the latest of what you need to know. It's the Hood Entertainment News.
It was in the news today. Samantha Jay-Z is being sued for using his Roc Nation logo on MLB apparel. So Roc
Nation plane out of an American flag and it made a paper plane and fly. That's what it looks like.
What, Roc Nation?
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of weird how they're suing, actually. But Roc Nation recently partnered with New Era for MLB capsule collection. That's all ball caps. The Iconics brand group, which purchased the Rocawear clothing brand, is suing. Because according to TMZ, Iconics paid $204 million for the logo. And now they need to grant permission for its use. The company is suing MLB, Roc Nation, New Era, Lids, and even the San Francisco Giants for $10 million and damages. Basically saying that they never gave the okay to use Roc Nation because they purchased it.
That's cheap, man. I'm looking for more millions. I would have gone for like $300-$500 million.
Might as well.
Yeah, you talking about Lids? Yeah. New Era?
Mm-hmm.
Cop Nation? Oh, yeah. Oh, that's it.
Janet Jackson.
A lot of nuanced commentary.
Spoken out publicly for the first time since the birth of her baby and split from her husband.
She had the birth of a baby. She ain't got no ribs.
What?
It just slipped out?
I don't know.
You know, because you know she had surgery, right? She had to take out, she took out like 3-4 some ribs to make her abs like look like to keep them like hourglass.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
Yeah, look it up.
Well, she confirmed that she and her husband are indeed separated after 4 years of marriage. And she also announced her new world tour, the State of the World Tour. She said that it's not about politics. It's about people, the world, relationships, and just love.
They're about to be they go all right with me. These down. Yeah, that's my bitch right there. Yeah, I couldn't believe she went out with that. Cookie face little nigga.
Yeah,
all
wow.
That time. Jermaine Dupri. What's that? Love. What kind of love? Man, that's scary. Imagine you put out a porn. Who would watch Janet Jackson and Jermaine Dupri porn?
There's probably people out there that would watch it.
Oh, man.
I thought you would watch it.
And laugh. But I won't watch that. She ain't got no time. She ain't got no time. What else is new?
Taco Bell,
what they doing?
They have announced naked chicken chips.
What?
Which is kind of
what
weird.
You mean?
Yeah.
Naked?
So, a few months ago, Taco Bell...
The chicken is naked?
I don't know. It's... Listen to the story. So, Taco Bell unleashed...
I said it!
The naked chicken chalupa, which was, they say, basically a piece of deep-fried chicken used as a taco shell. No one really bought it, so they deaded it off the menu. But now they're bringing it back, kind of, and released naked chicken chips, which is essentially the shell, but just in chip form.
Oh, that's smart.
So
nuggets with cheese sauce.
Yeah, so it comes with the nuggets and a cheese sauce.
That looks like my peas or something.
The chips are marinated, all white meat chicken covered with bold Mexican spices and seasoning.
It looks good on some real, like, you fucked up. You have a couple of shits, you be like, all right, I'm out.
I would try it, maybe. Yeah. But
yeah, summertime.
But not really, I would.
Would you try it with me?
Next in the news. McDonald's has announced the fork.
What for?
You haven't seen this?
They got forks, huh?
So apparently it's not a joke, but it's... like a fork that you hold fries with, and it helps you dip them in the condiments better.
That's stupid.
So I guess you don't get your fingers greasy.
So why?
They're trying to be innovative.
Why? Don't they have like you make your own burger, you put 14 different onions, garlics, certain mushrooms. Leave that there. And certain mushrooms and everything there, and make it all, you know, the four patties, please, with one and two different cheeses, 14 onions. Get the fuck out of here. Just get a burger to go.
Well, speaking about burgers, anyone who orders one of their new signature crafted recipe burgers will get one of these forks.
No, they won't.
That's McDonald's.
It looks like you comb your hair with some
shit. It kind of does.
What'd you get?
That was it.
Hey, fuck it. Let's not have some Janet Jackson.
What do you want to hear?
It's not the remix thing in there, fuck it. But DJ Premier? Damn. Fuck. Oh, the Q-Tip. And Janet Jackson. Yeah, I want to hear the remix. Shout out to Q-Tip. What's it, Fred?
I think it's I'm trying to remember. I don't remember right now. All I remember is that Rocks in Central Park hurt when you tried to carry them.
Oh! Yeah. That's right. Play that, John. 88742 3345.
Let's go. Now why you wanna go and do
quality radio?
That, huh? Now why you wanna go and do that, love, huh? Now why you wanna go and do that, and do that, and do that?
Boss bitch. I need me a boss bitch. One that take, they can talk shit. No weave, I'd rather her ball head.
She on my shirt, Gucci on my hoes.
Nigga,
roll it bust down, drippin' on my clothes, nigga. Gucci on my shirt, Gucci on my hoes, nigga. Roll it bust down, drippin' on my clothes, nigga.
$50,000 back end at the shows, nigga.
100.
Pull up in that ball head, Amber Rose, nigga.
So she can tell a story, took the girls back home. She went to the city and got so giddy. She had to get up, but she couldn't make it on her own. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. My brother's doing fast on my mother's TV. Says she watches too much, it's just not healthy. All my children in the daytime, Dallas night. Can't even see the game or the Sugar Ray fight. Bill collectors to ring my phone and scare my wife when I'm not home. Got a bump education, double digit inflation. Can't take the train to the job, there's a strike at the station. Me on King Kong, standing on my back, can't stop and turn around. Broke my sacroiliac, a mid-range migraine, cancer membrane. Sometimes I think I'm going insane, I swear I might hijack a plane. Go. I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
wanna go to school, cause the teacher's a jerk. He must think I'm a fool, and all the kids go reefer. I think it'd be cheaper if I just got a job, learn to be a street sweeper. I dance to the beat, shuffle my feet, wear a shirt and tie, and run with the creeps. Cause it's all about money, ain't a damn thing funny. You got to have a con in this land of milk and honey. They push that girl in front of the train, took her to the doctor, sewed her arm on the game.
So, I think this thing's going to tell me to take the tunnel. I think Waze is saying I should take the tunnel, but a bunch of stuff. Like, when you stop, it'll, like, scroll messages about things upcoming on the route. And one of them from someone else using Waze just said, don't go tunnel. Don't go tunnel. But yeah, this is saying, like, on your route, complete standstill. Blind to the ways of mankind. God is smiling on you, but he's frowning too. Because only God knows what you go through. You'll grow in the ghetto, living second rate. And your eyes will sing a song of deep hate. Doesn't seem great. Looks like one great big alleyway. You'll admire all the number book takers, thugs, pimps, and pushers, and the big money makers. Driving big cars, spending 20s and 10s, and you want to grow up to be just like them. Smugglers, scramblers, burglars, gamblers, pickpocket peddlers, even panhandlers. You say, I'm cool, I'm no fool, but then you wind up. I mean, it says complete standstill, but it's still saying I should go that way. It's like, it's not. It's been giving me other routes lately. It's been saying, like, oh, go up over the fucking, over the hill instead of going through the tunnel and weave around all this fucking bullshit. Oh, I don't know. Make this left turn. We'll get a look at the tunnel. And then we'll figure it out. But now your eyes sing the sad, sad song. Now how you live so fast and die so young. So don't push me. But I might bail on the tunnel. If it looks rough, I might. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. Those are cars not entering the tunnel. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep them going under. Yo, Mel, you see that girl, man? Yo, that sound like cowboy, man. Yo, what's up, buddy? Yo, now. Construction at Powell, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Delays, use alternate routes. Doesn't say how long they're doing it, though. Well, let's go for the next block and take a look. Actually, wait. That looks like people going into tunnels. That looks like people going regular speeds entering the tunnel. We're going to take the tunnel. Wait. Are these... Oh, all right. Decision time. Nope, I see him in the break. Oh, fuck it. We're going to the tunnel. We made a mistake. All these people are inches inside the tunnel and stopped.
Classic,
well,
like
I mean,
5,000. Like boombox. Like knocking the boots. End up
knocking the boots. The computer still thinks this is faster than going around. I mean, considering how long some of these weird windy routes over the tunnel have been, I guess I'm not too shocked that this might compute out to be just as much fucking time. But I still think I don't know, it's a fucking toss up. At least I still got some drink left. Well, finish that. Shit. Really fucked this up. I mean, I could open the other drink, but pee my pants in this tunnel. Okay.
just having a relaxing, quiet time in the tunnel.
It's been a while. I miss it. Guy's riding his bike through the tunnel. He's about to ride between. Oh, okay, all right. There you go. This is a bike rider. Google Hangout, yeah, Google Hangouts. There's that, what was that thing I used that one time? Voice, V-O-I-S. I still have that installed. I don't remember if that was good or not. I think there was no chat. So it was less good for that sort of stuff. I don't know what other alternatives. What, there was one other one that I was using for a little bit, but it was, like, every time the signal would drop and reconnect, it would push to Twitter automatically again, and that was really shitty. Spreaker, that one was called. I don't know if that's still around. Or, yeah, in this Periscope, I mean, you know, at some point. The audio stuff, the audio-only stuff is more attractive because it's theoretically requires less data, and since it's audio only, they can focus on the quality of the audio, right? So if it's trying to push audio and video, then that's usually going to sound like total shit, right? I mean, I don't know. You tell me. Do you think Periscopes sound like shit? It seems like it would be less stable, more likely to pause and hitch and stuff as you're driving around doing shit, but I don't really know. That was always the thing that that made me want to focus on audio-only services, was just quality. But, you know, a lot's changed, I guess, with data and quality of video streaming and all the other stuff since the last time I looked at services and stuff like that. Like, we were using Ustream for a while. And that would just shit the bed all the time. We were using Twitch for you know, the Justin TV app for a long time. Broadcast audio only on Twitch. I mean, you could put something over the camera lens so that it's only sending black, and that probably is going to take less bandwidth to send than, you know, actual video. Maybe that would help. I don't really know. Android Twitch player, you can select to just listen to audio. Well, it's more about, like, can you broadcast just audio and devote more bandwidth to audio, and, you know, since you're not, you know, doing video, I guess, right? That would be the hope. Twitch is getting back into the, the non-game streaming business, which is super funny to me, considering how abruptly they fucking cut it all off, and they shut down Justin TV, and they're like, if you're not playing games or doing game stuff, then we're gonna ban you. I'm like, what? That's fucking crazy. And now suddenly it's like, well, we did a marketing... Watch all these Power Rangers episodes because the movie's coming out, and we have to make money somehow. And this is how we've chosen to do it. What? Like watching them slowly introduce new categories. We tried to do this gaming only thing, and it turns out hard to sell ads on streams that four people are watching. Shoutcast and IRC, yeah. I mean, that's always been the answer, right? Icecast. But I thought I want to say that I saw that they were looking to reintroduce streaming to the Twitch app, like from the Twitch app to that app, which they shut down mobile streaming a while back. I don't know, Mixler's fine by me. I'm on, like, a grandfathered Mixler plan now, I think, too. Because they changed their model a little bit. To where it seems like their top-end service is more about a white-label player. Like, hey, you want to embed... You want to do a radio station on your website? We can do that, and it's a... The player doesn't have our branding on it, and all that sort of stuff. I'm like, eh, that's not really, I don't really need that for this. I mean, if this was something that I was, like, gonna really try to turn into a business, and then, hey, we're gonna do a real professional show out of the car, and you know, or wherever, and do ads and all that sort of shit, then... Then yeah, maybe something like that would make sense. I don't really know. Can you buy an ad slot? I mean, you know, rates are negotiable. $200,000. That's I think it would be really funny to do a full-on real show from the car and, you know, have guests call in and stuff like that. Like, that's always been the potential end game for this stupid shit. Yeah, that's the fucking chicken and egg of it all is. Yeah, you know, if your whole job is to do a show from your car, where are you going? You know, the tunnel, not so bad. I mean, this part up here over the next block, now that we're out of the tunnel, where we're all going to get in one lane for a little bit here to get around this construction. Less cool, but... I don't know. My pants computer still maintains that I will be at work in 10 minutes. Put your Mini Cooper in front of my car so we can all go. Let's do this in a civil, sensible fashion. Has a video game character vaped? Yeah, Solid Snake. The original vape enthusiast. His fucking cyber cigar. Yeah, Big Boss. Technically Big Boss. Cutting kind of close on this whole podcast thing, huh? I got half an hour. It says it's going to take 10 minutes. Let's see who's right. Oh, yeah, this isn't so bad. Now that we're all merged down, this will... Oh, that's a big bump. Not even technically really Big Boss, is it? Now it's just confusing. Now it's confusing. Up until then, it made complete sense. When we tried to figure out who Metal Gear's original vape enthusiast was, that's when it all went to shit. Up, didn't I? Just two of the artists scheduled to perform at the Fyre Festival. Pusha T and Designer.
Future Emperor.
this lawsuit that started because Rocco said that when he signed Future back in 2011 to his label A1, he was supposed to create 6 albums. But he said once Future signed that deal with Epic, the distribution deal, everything went wrong, things got complicated, and now he's suing Future for a breach of contract. $10 million is what he's looking for. Future, of course, countersued him, saying that Rocco actually owes him money. So right now, the whole situation is up in the court's hands. Nothing has really been resolved, but I will say that Rocco recently came out to ask the courts to make Future put away the money that he's going to be making from this Nobody Safe tour. He wants Future to put that money to the side so he can't blow it and use that money actually towards the $10 million. That's the request from Rocco right now. I'm not sure if the courts are going to agree or disagree, and Future has not yet responded to this whole situation either. So we're just going to have to wait and see what happens, but I'm pretty sure Future's not trying to hear that. But I keep you informed all as I get more info. But now, let's get back.
My expert legal opinion, Future is not trying to hear that. I would think that if Future was in a contract with another record label, that the record label he was signing with would do some due diligence and get to the bottom of that and make sure it was okay before they fucking signed him. But I don't know.
Is that more symbolic than anything?
Something's fucked up.
Yeah.
They need to impeach him. They need to do. They need to get rid of him. You know why? Because the birds chirp at 3:15 a.m. every day now. Pay attention. I'm high. Sounds off. We could be coming to an end, my brothers, is all I'm telling you.
If we get him out of here, we got Mike Pence soon. We still the system of white supremacy still in charge.
We got Samantha who cut five drinks. What
you say?
Yo, don't put that on me.
I'm sorry.
That was you.
What track two.
No.
Yeah, what happened to track two?
Seer. No, so I looked it up. Muhammad, actually, they say, is the second most popular
second
name in the UK.
In the UK.
Oh.
Well, you know, the sun never sets on the British Empire, so I still win.
I don't fuck it up.
Now, I have a quick question for you guys. Maybe this is a stupid question, but you have 7 songs. Did you think of doing, like, a 7-minute track for the album? That was too long.
But that's deep.
I don't like, me personally, I don't like long songs if it's not R&B and Quincy Jones and The Secret Garden with Barry White.
Old school, like, in the 80s.
I said if it's not Barry White, DeBarge,
Isaac Hayes,
Secret Garden and all, I don't want to hear no 8-7 minute song. I got mad shit to do.
I mean, like, you know, like a Treasures 3.
Now, hip-hop is a pop format, but that, you know, hip-hop is like 2-3 minute format, usually great hip-hop. But yeah, you're right.
I take a 4-minute.
And that's the only reason I'm asking is because on this album, you guys had like some longer tracks. You got like a 5-16.
Yeah, we can't. That's long. You're talking about 9.5. It's the longest track on there. But that's got me, Jada, Sheik, and Styles, and a hook, and some scratches and cuts. Like, we just went there. On my new album, I got a song that's about 7 minutes long. But it's got, like, Robert Glasper, Bilal. It's got, like, Valleys and Peaks. It's, like, some jazzy, artistic shit. But, you know, that's not going to be the single.
See,
that's a musical piece, though.
Yeah, that's a piece.
That's not a 7-minute song. Like, that's a piece
that's
with
a piece
people.
Art.
Yeah, that's art on it. Like, I don't want to hear nobody on no fucking one track 7 minutes straight.
Let me tell you,
I only got 8 bars on that song.
I finish it.
7 minutes, I'm rapping for 8 bars on that joint. But then I got a song on the new album that's like 1.5 minutes. Just a rhyme.
It just feels. I think we go more for the feeling. Like, it was more of a feeling. He was just sending fire. Like, we was in the zone.
I'm not gonna lie though. That 0.5 to me. It's crazy because I would send you tracks and you was coming up with ideas. And then you had people. I guess you had engineers and producers or whatever.
Yeah.
Was arranging shit. When he sent it back to me,
yeah.
I was like. Because with that 9.5, I was worried about that song, actually. I'm like, there's a lot of good shit on this song. How are we going to fit this and this song don't get boring? So we found the arrangement. Because we played with the arrangement on that one several times. When it came together with the hook and then Styles at the end and, you know, Sheik and Jada together, it was just, I was like, okay, that's it.
Make
it
work, baby. What would you name the group if it was the name of the group?
Let's say 7.
The 7, all 7, everything.
Canada, you know, yeah. Did he say?
Yes.
Look at my merch, man. I got the 7. I got the 7 gear. You can get this at QualiClub.com. If you come to Brooklyn Bowl tonight, tonight at Brooklyn Bowl and tomorrow.
We got the chicken wings.
We got the chicken wings, Blue Ribbon chicken wings. Me and my whole band performing. You know what I'm saying? And we got the 7 gear tonight. Brooklyn Bowl. That's Thursday.
Oh, God.
So you ain't coming tonight?
No, I'm coming tonight.
Hey, I do bowl training on the last Thursday night, the last Thursday of the month.
So, bowl training?
Yeah, this Quest Love party. I DJ that party, so I did it last Thursday.
He like playing slow jams.
I play slow jams too, my nigga.
Maybe
11?
Nah, he play.
That shit.
Quest Love, he does a class. You get a tutorial on music history.
Yeah. I've seen.
He playing the joints that he feel like playing.
Like,
you
I've actually performed with them.
So close and so far.
The locks and all that. You just get a certain. Like you go out there like. This crowd is dead. This crowd is dead. Killer shit.
Oh, come on.
It's such an honor. Like you know what I mean. Such an honor.
Locks out.
When? We're working on another one right now. Actually, we just dropped the freestyle today. Yeah, go on. You can find it. It's on SoundCloud. Real_locks. We use the Rick Ross beat. We're going to drop a couple more freestyles.
That's what Mama told me about.
We in the studio every day. When we ain't on the road, we in the studio. We banging out. We just got off the road, so...
Filthy now America we, tour was...
Yeah, 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 we getting back in, you know, we getting back in the road. We're sparring. Right? Training. Getting our minds, brain, soul, right? Diet, exercise, fucking real instrumentals, you know. You gotta. The one thing about us, like, we really respect the craft, like, you know what I mean? Like my brother says, the upper echelon group of MCs who understand what the craft is about. So, this ain't something you just say, throw the beat on and just say anything, like, you know what I mean? I don't want you to feel like I'm just saying anything to you. I want you to feel like I meant what I said. I was trying to talk to you or try to beat you. So, sometimes you gotta warm up.
How long the new, not new,
so
in Brooklyn? Just somebody.
Yeah, we got 277 Malcolm X. Shout out to Angelique and DJ Envy.
Okay.
This guy's all, look at my tote bags. Yeah, what a burn. Why is this guy making this truck back out? Am I going to be able to get to this alley? Is this guy just parking? What the fuck? This seems like the sort of thing that did not need a fucking dude to wave you into position, but alright. Going through now. Okay, now this guy wants people to stop because there's a forklift here. Okay. It's like I'll make it after all. I shouldn't say that. All right, I gotta go. Have a good day. I'll see you soon. Real soon, I guess.